Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm your voice of confidence, and let's start our business.
Well, I'm self-doubt, and I don't think so.
Come on, with LegalZoom, it's just a few steps.
Fine, I'm in.
LegalZoom, now you're in business.
LegalZoom is not a law firm or a substitute for an attorney.
Bittrex is a cryptocurrency exchange empowering traders to feed their curiosity. With more than 100 tokens and unparalleled security, Bittrex offers a platform for next big thing discoverers to dive in. Get ready to trade beyond the trend. Discover more at bittrex.com. Trading involves significant risk of loss and is not suitable for all individuals. Carefully consider your level of experience and risk before trading.
Welcome to Savvy Business, Life Unscripted with your host, Christina Rivera, where our guests share their wisdom and valuable business tips, empowering our audience to expand their personal potential.
Hi, Vamsi Panela. Welcome to Savvy Broadcasting Life Unscripted. I'm so grateful to have you here this wonderful morning and for you evening the following day. How are you?
I'm doing good, Christina. How are you doing today?
We're doing fabulous. I am so grateful you stuck with me. We had some technical difficulties, but you are back to share your wonderful expertise. You are the founder of Impact Marketing Summit. You are also the podcasting host for Authority Entrepreneur Podcast, great podcast helping people and bringing entrepreneurs together to learn. But you've not always had an easy streak of it. And it's interesting because entrepreneurs get started and they think, I'm going to come out right out of the gate. I'm going to be amazing. I'm going to be really successful. And the most amazingly successful entrepreneurs today had many failures to their road to success. And you are no different. You're going to share some of your strategies to turning failure into success, which is awesome. This isn't only an opportunity to learn. So share with the audience a little bit about your backstory.
Yeah, so I didn't really choose entrepreneurship while I wanted to become one day. I didn't expect that to come so soon, to be very honest. But I think the kind of circumstances I was passing through a couple of years back kind of pushed me into getting into this. And I thought probably this is what is the destiny. So I didn't really give it too much of thought, too much of what are the pros, what are the cons, what if it doesn't work out and all that. I took the plunge and here I am after a couple of years doing, I would not say extremely well, but well enough for the kind of plans that I had, what I wanted to see myself have a couple of years from then. So, yeah, I mean, I have spent all my life in the corporate world, about 13 years there. And one of my last thing didn't really last the amount of time that I would have wished it to. So I had to call it quits. And that was the time when I kind of was in a fix whether should I go look for another job or what is written in the destiny at that point. So after, as I said, I mean, not too many calculations as it is, I decided probably maybe this is time for me to kind of go and give it a shot because as I mentioned, I mean, entrepreneurship was on top of my mind. I had the opportunity to work with some of the some of the well-known entrepreneurs in the space, at least in the country that I am a part of, and had the privilege of working for them very closely, like as you feel like we are on this screen right now. I mean, very, very, very a part of the team that I belong to. So, and when things started, because there was no one to kind of tell me, Vamsi, you know, you should do this, you should do this, you should do this. This is your success mantra. I was all over. I had my own share of opportunities, but I kind of started chasing a lot of shiny objects, about 5 to 6 shiny objects that I have chased almost in a span of 1.5 years.
You know, and, can I stop you right there? You know, that what you mentioned right there, chasing the shiny object, is very common for people just launching out of the gate.
Absolutely.
And then you mentioned that, you know, you weren't maybe as super successful. But the point is, you measure success as you go. Because one entrepreneur told me, my very first thing I wanted is I only wanted to be able to make a little bit more. And he had a set dollar amount. And it wasn't a lot. But for him, it was a lot. Because the jump from corporate, where he was making only a set amount, to maybe $10,000 more, was huge for him. So, you know, I think what's interesting is measuring success is not always like, I have millions and millions of dollars, but what's my next goal and when did I reach it? All right, success for today, what's my next goal?
So you actually brought up a very good point, Christina. For a lot of people, success is money, but that's not the definition for a lot of people, actually. I mean, for a lot of people, it is the network that they build. For a lot of people, it is probably the dream 100 that they want to kind of go and chase them, you know. So money is anyways the end of the byproduct, even if you wish to or if you don't. But at the end of the day, I think the definition of success has been very different in my case as well. Like I said, I have probably not doing extremely well for myself in the last 2 years of my entrepreneurship, but the amount of network, the kind of people that I can talk to today over a message, I mean, I think that's probably my net worth right now. I can ask for the biggest people in my niche right now to help me with any launch that I have, and they would not even blink an eye. So if I were to measure my success in terms of money, maybe the amount of network that I have built today probably would have not been there. So,
you mentioned something about network. As people focus so much on money, and there's this guy I know now, I was hearing him do a lecture, and he's a billionaire right now. But he said the one thing people find confusing is they think first when they get started with the business, oh, I've got to get as much money. Let me get that client. Instead of realizing, he says, what I think about every day, let me go meet that opportunity, aka person, because that those people, the network, is what's going to bring me to the next level, not this actual dollar amount. So you start focusing on the relationships and the people. That's really what's going to drive you forward.
Yeah. In fact, a lot of people ask me, and I'll be more than happy to share this on this episode. Mm-hmm. When people ask me, Vamsi, what is your superpower? I say my superpower is building relations. I mean, I see that as the number one thing for anyone, irrespective of whether it's personal development, professional development, entrepreneurship, small business, big business, multi-million dollar business. I think for me, wherever I am in my life, the number one thing for me is all about building relationships. If that is something that you can take care of from minute one of your life, I think everything else will automatically fall in place. Because if you don't have peace of mind here, if you have the right relations with the people that you want to be a part of your inner circle, I think everything else probably you wish for will automatically be blessed from these set of people that you have really deep relationships with, right?
Yeah.
So I think that is what has been a blessing for me in the last 2 years of whatever I have been trying to do in my business. And there have been a lot of times, let me be very honest in admitting that, there were a lot of times where, you know, there were moments where I thought, I think this is not for me, you know, because at some point, money is important. At some point, there are a lot of eyes looking at you in terms of what you are doing after you have been in such huge corporate ladder. You know, you have seen everything in the part of the corporate world that you wanted to, and suddenly you are probably struggling. You're trying to get your foothold out there in the entrepreneurship world. So I've had my moments, but I think the only thing that worked out for me is my persistence to continue what I have been building. Otherwise, I mean, the one question that I would ask myself every time there was a moment like that is, why did I even start all this?
Yeah, what's the reason? And that's very important. People say, they often say, what is your big why? Because if you don't wake up in the morning knowing why you're here, you're not going to be able to continue forward. And you said something else important. You said you've gotten to a point where you've built those deep relationships where if you need to call upon people that in your network, they're there for you. Boom. And that is the power of network. I think people don't realize, oh, I'm just going out there and getting people, throwing them your card and being like, boom, I made a network. That's not a network. You haven't made that connection. But when you make that deep connection, as you mentioned, now you're both going to depend on each other. Like they'll call on you if they have a big summit and say, hey, can you speak Vamsi? So it's like reciprocal.
Absolutely. I mean, I'll just give you an example. So there's this entrepreneur called Marley Jacks, and you know, she helps her you know, clients with video marketing, right? I mean, she's a wonderful entrepreneur. I have been following her for almost 2 years now, and she has been a part of my summit when I did last year. So now and she's a seven-figure entrepreneur. And she has a 2 Comma Club Award, and she has so many accolades to her name. Today, I have the privilege to talk to her over messages, and she's running a campaign as we record this episode called Calling My Shot. And she reaches out to me asking, you know, if there would be, you know, any interest for me to support her. I would always be supporting whatever, you know, the kind of network that I have built. Everyone who is part of my network, people who believe what I am doing for my business, and people that I believe what they have been doing in their business, I'm always there. So this would have not been possible if it was not for the amount of importance that I would give for relationships, right? So I think, you know, my one single mantra has been very simple. You look at who you want to be in their inner circles, right? I mean, who you want to look up to be able to see what would come and help you in your business. And I think if it is for a weak heart, entrepreneurship is not for you. If you are trying to see money flowing in every single day, you want your cash registers ringing every single minute, and that would be only your short-term goal, because you would run out of your business within no time. If it is not on the basement of relationships, your business would fall like a deck of cards in no time. So I think that's probably what has been my foundation. So my foundation has been really, really strong on the shoulders of other entrepreneurs who supported me during my turbulent times. Now they support me with every small, big launch that I have in my business. So those are the kind of things. I mean, you, even if you have the cash to burn to get to multiple hundreds and thousands of people through ads, through whatever influencer marketing and all of that, there is nothing even till date which beats organic marketing. If people get to know about your product, word of mouth, that is the biggest marketing for your brand, because they know that you have not spent money to reach the customer that you wanted to, right? So I think that is where I think, and also for me, anything that you launch, the validation is that it sells organically first, then you can scale it through paid advertising.
Yeah, that is a great, great point. Because what I found is from some of the products I love the most is because a friend said, oh my gosh, this is great. I tried it. You got to try it. And that makes you want to get it, as opposed to, oh yeah, here, take this. It's wonderful. And they're telling me their product's wonderful. I don't believe you. I don't know you, you know. But and even why do you think I hear now, number one thing, even when people go online to shop, they look at all the other reviews of other people. They could even maybe some of them not be real. Maybe they just whatever. But the point is people look for that. They want to know what are other people's response to it.
Yeah, social selling, right? I mean, if you go and want to buy something on Amazon, a same product with and without reviews makes a lot of difference to your buying decision, right? Even if there is one review versus another product which doesn't have any review, you would probably want to buy that one which has one review to it. Exactly. So I think, yeah, I mean, what you have been saying is absolutely right. I think in terms of how you see your business, what is important for your business. I mean, everyone can have a different order of what is important for them. But I think if relationships is not in the top three for me, at least, I think that would be a business it will be a short run for that business for sure.
Yeah. Share with us your summits and how they've kind of propelled you forward into an avenue you didn't expect that actually is being profitable for you. How did that work out, and, you know, creating it and now becoming a business?
Okay, so that one summit actually changed everything for me. You know, this was, as I mentioned, after my fifth shiny object, that I had this idea of launching a summit, simply because I was seeing a lot of people. This is exactly 1 year back. If you were, you're interviewing me actually for at the right time, this is exactly last year, almost 20 days before the same time that we are talking about, where I had the idea of launching my summit that was called the Impact Marketing Summit. And this was the very reason was that there were a lot of people who were losing jobs because of COVID. People were getting laid off left, right, and center. And they had really huge aspirations of becoming an entrepreneur because they were so good with the kind of skill they hold at that point. Mm-hmm. For them, getting into another job was easy, but there was no security in terms of how many days that's going to last again anyway, right? Mm-hmm. So when I was seeing those people, I was able to get the opportunity of talking to them, one of the things that I saw very, very clearly, like on a 70mm screen, was that I was able to see them, see myself in them, right? Mm-hmm. People who didn't have the clarity in terms of how they wanted to do it, when they wanted to do it, why they wanted to do it, whether they had the money to do it, can they go without salary for the next 5-6 months because they are not going to get any money on the table in the next few months anyway, because the market has to validate their idea. There has to be some kind of initial investment that they have to put in from their savings, so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. So that is when I thought, can I actually bring these people who I have been seeing, who have been following, who have been looking up to, and they have been still running their business as if nothing happened. There was no COVID. There's no pandemic as it is. They still get their organic leads up and running. Their funnels are making the money. Their upsells are making the money. Their email list is growing bigger and bigger, and nothing seems to stop them. So I thought, can I actually go back and ask them, would there be an opportunity for me to bring them on a platform like a virtual summit, where I would ask for 30 minutes of their time and probably ask them to spill some of their secrets on how these things are still working out for them when half of the world is actually losing jobs and businesses, right? So, but I know I was asking for a lot of stuff, but when I started reaching out, I had almost 83 people that I reached out to, 35 of them said yes, including myself, to doing it in the first place and then executing it in the second place. So that summit was all about how you can generate organic leads and traffic to your funnel or website, irrespective of the kind of time that you are going through. And everyone shared what was their organic marketing strategy that was working for them, because at that point, even people who were doing $1 million businesses were really worried about putting out a lot of money on ads because they would not know whether that money would bring them the ROI that they were expecting, right? Mm-hmm. So everyone was looking up to doing some organic marketing strategies, and those organic marketing strategies is what they have shared on my summit. And that is when it actually hit me very hard. I mean, people do a lot of stuff in their business. Like, for example, someone who is a chiropractor or someone who is a YouTube expert or mm-hmm. copywriting expert, a video creation expert, any skill that they are actually using right now to bring money on the table, they're using that as the product that they can trade their time for, right? So there are clients who are looking to buy in their time for which they want to deliver that services, even as an expert. So that is the catchphrase, right? Mm-hmm. You're still an expert of your trade, but you're still doing what is called the push marketing. So they are letting the world know that, hey, world, you know what? I have some time on my hand right now. Mm-hmm. Would you be interested in trading my time for your money so that I can deliver something for you that you're looking from me? Mm-hmm. Versus the guy who is an expert but is perceived as an authority in that niche. Mm-hmm. Now, this guy who is an authority has the same skill but doesn't ask for work. Uh-huh. He would do pull marketing where he would say, hey, you know what? I am putting out this product. Mm-hmm. If you want to change your life, this is what you should have your hands on. Mm-hmm. He would never ask for anyone to come and buy his product. He would put it out there and people would hold on to his offer. Mm-hmm. Now, that was a revelation that I had at that point after I was done with my summit. Mm-hmm. So the whole idea was, I sat down after my summit and kind of wanted to figure out what did not work for me before the summit and what worked for me after the summit. The only difference was that I was an expert who got into this world with 13 years of sales and marketing, but that didn't really make the cut because I was another expert in the whole ocean of experts that I was a part of. The moment I have done my summit where I was seen as an authority who brought the other authorities onto the summit, people who were doing 6 figures, 7 figures, or even 8 figures for their business, suddenly I'm seen alongside with them, like on the screen, people like Steve Larson, Marley Jacks, Gabe Schillinger, you know, some of the FHL speakers. The moment people start seeing me alongside these people, their authority kind of passed down to me. So my Facebook lives got more impacted. The number of people watching it went, it just skyrocketed. My emails would get more open rates. Everything just changed overnight, right? So that is when I thought, if irrespective of the business that that entrepreneur is doing, whether it is 5 figures, 6 figures, 7 figures, even if someone is starting out, I think a virtual summit is what everyone should do for their business. Because number one, it will build you a huge email list. Number two, it will allow you to be seen alongside the biggest influencers that you have been looking up all your life. Number three, it will allow you to do joint ventures with those influencers that you have brought on your summit as speakers. It will allow you to sign up as high ticket affiliates, which otherwise it's almost impossible unless you have an invite for them to promote their products. And there's so many other opportunities that probably would have not happened for me, but would certainly happen for your business, maybe, you know, because that's not something that was relevant for my business, right? That is where I thought, I think this is time for me to kind of go and advocate as loud as possible that every expert has to start that journey of coming out of that zone of being an expert to the zone of becoming an authority in his niche. And what would that do is it would impact more lives. It would allow you to help more people achieve what they wanted to and the whole reason why they become an entrepreneur. And more importantly, they can also make a lot of money in the process, which is also one of the reasons why people want to do what they are doing. Right?
Yeah, you've hit on so many amazing points, but really what I'm getting is the tip of the iceberg here is you're setting up a strategic network where it's not just, oh, I'm an expert amongst billions of experts out there where people can choose so many experts and you're just one in the pile. Now you've built a strategic network of people where all the experts come together with their different variances and ways they could help people, and you come together as one big network, and now you're that much stronger. This is so fabulous because that is the power of coming together with people who have all their different. See, let's say you have a summit of marketers, but each marketer will approach things a little different and help different businesses. But coming together, now you're that much stronger. So this has been fabulous. I want people to get in contact with you, find out more about you, and also check out your wonderful podcast. How do they do that?
Yeah, so my website is authorityentrepreneurs.com. So that's basically where people can find out more about me. While we are recording this episode, it's almost ready, but the site is not live yet. But the moment people start listening to this episode at some point, I'm sure it will be live, up and running. So you can find my podcast. All my social handles are on the website. And I'm Vamsi Pannala everywhere, whether it is my Facebook handle, my Twitter handle, my LinkedIn handle, my Clubhouse handle, everything that you can get hands on. So that's where people can find out. And I'll be more than happy if anyone has any questions about how they probably want to become an authority in their business and, you know, move from that zone of expert, because that's where not a lot of impact is actually happening if you have been in the business for quite some time.
Yeah. So zone of expert to now building that network where you're not just an expert, you're an authority. So this is wonderful. Do you have any plans for a next summit? Is that on the agenda?
Sometime this year for sure. I had so much that I had to learn from my own thing, and I've been helping a few of my clients launch their own summits. Awesome. So the next summit I probably would launch will be a game changer for people who would get on it. So the plan is already there. Some kind of work has already been started around that. But when I start talking about it, the world will definitely know about it.
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to spell for anyone who might be listening, not watching us today, Vamsi, V-A-M-S-I. S-I, Panela, P-A-N-N-A-L-A. Go check out Authority Entrepreneur, Entrepreneur Podcast too, Authority Entrepreneur Podcast as well. Check out those wonderful podcasts. And I just have to thank you again, Bamsi, for coming to Savvy Broadcasting. Thank you.
My pleasure to be back on your show again, Christina, and a pleasure talking to you again today.
Thank you.
Like, subscribe, and share this episode. To listen to more Savvy episodes and Savvy Biz Tips, go to www.lifeunscriptedradio.com. To find out about our paid sponsorship opportunities or how to become a guest, email Christina at lifeunscriptedradio.com.
Bittrex is a cryptocurrency exchange empowering traders to feed their curiosity. With more than 100 tokens and unparalleled security, Bittrex offers a platform for next big thing discoverers to dive in. Get ready to trade beyond the trend. Discover more at bittrex.com. Trading involves significant risk of loss and is not suitable for all individuals. Carefully consider your level of experience and risk before trading.
They say your first bite of the day determines your mood for the rest of the day. So why risk it? Wake up, immediately order a McDonald's crispy chicken biscuit on the app, head straight to those golden arches, and take that first bite of that crispy chicken biscuit goodness. Knowing it's only $2 will improve your mood even more. The absolute first bite deal. Get a large breakfast sandwich for just $2. Only on the Mickey D's app. Happy rest of your day. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. McDonald's app download and registration required. Valid one time per day through June 30th, 2022 at participating McDonald's.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.